From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Speaking at an annual Singapore security conference today, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivers a blunt rebuke to China for reclamation efforts in the disputed South China Sea.
With its actions in the South China Sea, China is out of step with both the international rules and norms that underscore the Asia-Pacific security architecture and the regional consensus that favors diplomacy and opposes coercion. These actions are spurring nations to respond together in new ways, in settings as varied as the East Asia Summit to the G7.
A Chinese military official also attending the annual security conference called Secretary Carter's remarks groundless and not constructive. An extremely powerful earthquake rocked the Pacific Ocean floor today about 900 kilometers south of Tokyo. Scientists say there's no danger of a tsunami because the quake was centered 600 or more kilometers below the surface. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the earthquake at a magnitude 7.8, roughly as powerful as the quake that devastated Nepal last month, while Japan's meteorological agency pegged the quake as an even stronger jolt of 8.5 magnitude. The nearest inhabited areas were small islands scattered over a wide area of that North Pacific region. Boko Haram has killed 13 people and wounded 17 more in an attack on a residential area of Maiduguri in Nigeria's Borno State. One resident said he counted 40 explosions Friday night before he stopped tracking the rocket-propelled grenades being launched by insurgents. Witnesses say after the attack, members of an armed youth group took to the streets to prevent the Boko Haram militants from advancing on the villagers. This is VOA News. More than 4,200 migrants have been rescued in one day off Libya's coast, attempting the crossing in the search of a better life in European countries, according to Italian authorities. The Coast Guard of Italy, assisted by the Italian Navy, German, Irish, Belgian, and British ships, all made rescues in 22 separate operations. The Coast Guard said it also found 17 bodies in one of the fishing boats and some rubber dinghies. Nationalities of the victims and circumstances of those deaths remain unknown, but Italian officials have often described grim conditions, exhaustion, thirst, exposure, and violence as the cause. The United States has officially removed Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism, and that is being celebrated in Cuba, as VOA's Zlatika Hoke reports.
The United States announced the decision Friday, saying it is effective immediately. For many Cubans, the decision means righting a long-time injustice.
Luckily, they realized, they opened their eyes, that we are not bad.
Cuba was placed on the list in 1982 for aiding rebel movements in Africa and Latin America. But Havana long ago said it had ceased supporting foreign insurgencies. Cuban President Raul Castro made the removal a key condition for restoring diplomatic relations with Washington. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose rapprochement with the communist country. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
President Obama is stepping up pressure on the U.S. Senate ahead of tomorrow's debate on surveillance powers of the National Security Agency, which are set to expire.
So we now have Democrats and Republicans in both the House and the Senate who think this is the right way to go. We've got our law enforcement and national security teams and civil liberties proponents and advocates who say this is the right way to go.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is insisting on an extension of the so-called Patriot Act surveillance programs, including the collection of American telephone records, in spite of strong bipartisan support in the Senate for the House-passed reform bill called the USA Freedom Act. President Obama says he needs to remind everyone that at midnight Sunday, a whole range of authorities that the U.S. intelligence community uses to track terrorists will expire. Sepp Blatter has easily won a fifth term as president of football's governing body, FIFA, on Friday, in spite of arrests earlier in the week of 14 FIFA officials on corruption charges and the announcement of twin corruption investigations into FIFA practices from both the U.S. and Switzerland. U.S. prosecutors say sports media executives paid or agreed to pay millions of dollars to FIFA officials in exchange for marketing rights to tournaments. Switzerland, meantime, is conducting a separate probe into Russia's bid for the 2018 World Cup and Qatar's bid for the 2022 Cup. The two countries are scheduled to host the next two events and are denying any wrongdoing. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.